good to be here this morning, and it's good to see you all here. Good to have our visitors here. Appreciated what we've heard thus far this morning. Why don't we stand together for prayer before we go on? Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You for Your many blessings to us. We thank You for this beautiful Lord's Day that You have given us to gather together to celebrate what You have done for us, and just pray that You might just bless our time and everything that is done or said here. We pray that You might be with Your people today, wherever they're gathered together, wherever Your word is going forth. Pray especially for those that are persecuted countries, war-torn countries, those who are gathering together in fear for their lives, especially, Lord, just pray for their protection. Just help us to be what You would have us to be here, to use the resources that You've given us to Your honor and glory, and to be a faithful light and witness for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verses that are very familiar, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. When Brother Matt was going through, gave us a little run through Joseph's life, that was a real blessing. Real encouragement. Looking at Joseph, looking at the things that he faced, and how he dealt with those challenges, and how he said, "This is for good. This is God," and see the outcome and the good that God called him to. You know, I had the opportunity of being at the AMA meeting here Friday, and that's our health plan. And it was a blessing to be there. First time I've been there. I should have been there before, but I haven't. And it was an encouragement to me to see this group of representatives here from a lot of different churches, and the vision and the goals that were shared there, and especially the talk that was given by Brother Louis Graber. And he shared on the entitlement mentality. You know, I had to think of that as I thought about Joseph there. You know, as he went through all the things he struggled with and the things that were handed to him, you know, it wasn't fair. There was a lot, and maybe he did a few things wrong to begin with. You know, maybe he should have left that robe at home, or maybe his dad made a few mistakes there. But still, he suffered, and it wasn't because of anything he did. He did the right things. He tried to do the right things. But he was, for a few pieces of money, he was sold and put on a sent off. But we know how that ended up, and his willingness to forgive and to just let it lay and to reach out and to help those around him wherever he found himself, jail. He was always looking to see what he could do. He wasn't down there with an entitled mentality saying, I have no reason to be here. I shouldn't be here. And I deserve this. He just put his heart into wherever he was to reach out. And that's a little bit the challenge that was shared with us there is, is it easy, you know, let's say in brotherhood, is it easy sometimes to, you know, this is, look how they're treating me. Look what, you know, this, I want this from the brotherhood instead of, we're being worried about what I can share, what I can give, what I'm putting into brotherhood. And that's, of course, they were referring to in the medical side of it, it's a sharing program. We're helping each other. We're trying to basically just meeting the needs of today. And finally, in the end, realistically, we're all going to face those things and we're all going to need help. The law of averages hold out. And if we don't, praise the Lord. If we can just give and we don't need help on the medical side, wonderful. Wouldn't we rather give than that need to be given to, especially in that case? And how much should it be that way in any other way in church life? Shouldn't our goal, our vision be to see what we can do instead of looking around and seeing if, well, I'm not sure if I'm being treated quite right or looked at quite right or done, you know, others have are treated better than me. So anyway, it's a challenge. What kind of a mentality do we have? Is it the brotherhood mentality, or is it the entitlement mentality? So all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So this morning, we Nicholas and Julie and their five girls are going to be taken in this morning as a family, and that don't happen very often that we have a whole family coming in like that, so we are looking forward to that. And I'm probably not going to try to say their names up here because I'm afraid I'm going to get mixed up, but it is Charity, Isabel, Adelaide, Samara, and Neoma. And so we will, at this time, we've got a mic here. I'm going to ask your family to come up, and you just gather around here however you want to face the congregation, and we'll start with Nicholas, so share their testimonies, and we'll give them opportunity to do that, and then we will ask them a couple questions and take them in. So you can come forward at this time.